Blog Talk Radio.
Live around the world, Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. You know, we've all heard the expression at one time or another, you're in another world. You know, I mean, it mostly applies to celebrities and people who are very wealthy, and all the magazine articles that come out with the, you know, the covers with the celebrities on the covers and all that. And I had the honor of knowing some people who that phrase would apply to very readily. You know, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, John Denver, to mention a few of them. And yet, you can apply it to the politicians who are in another world. They don't live in our world, meaning us, the disabled and the elderly. You know, they don't have to struggle and deal with what we have to deal with. And I'm talking about all the politicians. I don't care about parties. All of them. You know, evident by the fact that they haven't done anything to remedy these things, to make it easier for us to change. Look at the ADA, the American Disability Act alone. Horrible. No enforcement. No penalties. Some of this stuff that people do to other people should be, they should get jail time out of it. There's nothing. If a lot of these things that happen to us happen to other people, it would be criminal. They'd have to appear in court under criminal justice. All right. We don't have that for the things that we have to deal with. I mean, all right, you know, we have example after example. This is National Guide Dog Month. An agency can interfere with a blind person's dog, a blind person's safety, your eyes that see for you, you know, and they get away with it. There's no law to protect you. It's horrible. Now, if that happened to a regular, so-called regular person, if someone interfered with their eyes, their way of life, their safety, oh, boy. The cops would be there. You dial 911, and they, you know, hopefully they'd be there within minutes. And undoubtedly, they would make an arrest if somebody wanted to interfere with somebody's safety. We don't have that. So, yeah, the politicians don't live in our world, and they're well protected. We all know that. And now look at the what's happening with this stimulus business. It's been going on, dragging on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Sure, because they're in another world. They don't care about us, and it's on both sides. We're not taking any sides. We're not telling you, you know, we recommend you to vote for so-and-so or so. No. They don't have to function and live in our world. They have the money that goes into their account every couple of weeks from the government. They're making a lot of money. Many of them are rich to begin with, who are in politics, you know. I'll tell you something. I don't believe these politicians should be getting paid now. They should take away their salaries because they're not doing their job. They're not protecting us. They're in another world. They didn't protect us when this virus came into this country. They didn't protect us. They're not protecting us with the medical profession. Now all these stupid doctors are up there telling you it's going to get worse. Well, if they know that, why the hell don't they do something about it? If you know something and you don't do anything about it, that makes it 100 times worse. So they're in another world. They can't relate to our world, you know. They can't relate to the disabled person who's in a wheelchair and maybe multiply disabled, who has to deal with an agency that sends you a horrible aide who can't speak English and who has backward ideas. I mean, we had one situation with one of our advocates where they sent her a woman who was literally, I believe, possessed by the devil. You know, wanted to kill her cats, told her not to wear a certain color and abused her, wouldn't help her with her hygiene. You know, the politicians don't have to deal with that. They don't know what that world is like. And that's why they don't help us, you know, because they're in another place. They're in another world. They're very well protected. I mean, who's in front of them? Police, Marines, you know? We don't have that kind of protection. So, yeah, they don't live in our world. That's for sure. I mean, there's so many ways that you can understand that, you know, and you know it, especially when you try to communicate to them and get through to them, as we've been trying to do with all these politicians lately, trying to get them to endorse the inner sight idea that would help everyone and lower the taxes. When we come back, we'll talk about that kind of a world. Inner sight around the world. Big East, Akita Rescue. And the great Akita, the Akita lady, Joanne Diamond. The phone number is 609-388-7004. And the email is the Verizon. You know, you email them at Verizon.com, I believe it is. Double check that. Call the number and they'll give you the email. All right. I want to thank Joanne for all her goodness toward my dog and all the other dogs and caring and helping. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch over them. Guard them. Protect them. We remember Corey Foster, Avante, Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, and all the others that should have been more protected. You know, there's where the politicians, again, don't live in their world. Politicians' kids are well protected, aren't they? Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Around the world, my buddy Kennedy, his office is in Islip, New York, but they hear about it all over the world, thanks to Inner Sight. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And we apologize to the Able News. I think we missed it last night. We'll try to be sure and get that in. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and TruerLawCenter.com, some of the people that have stood by us and helped us in the past, along with Silo. All right. They've helped us in the past. I wish they would come forward and sign up now. We could use them. All right, let's see. What else we got? Inner sight around the world, inner sight freedom. And nobody starves on Long Island. If you need dog food, cat food, tension for your animal, give Gary a call. Nobody starves on Long Island, the name of the organization. 631-484-3085. And we thank Gary for reaching out to people and helping with their animals. And we thank him especially for being considerate toward the disabled. All right, let's see. What else we got? Who we leave out? James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662 if you need any info on the civil rights scene. Give Jim a call. Around the world, inner sight, a couple of weeks before election. And will the politicians relate to our world? Well, they relate in such a way that makes it very difficult for us. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. We appreciate that at least they give us something. But we don't appreciate the way the system functions and that we have to struggle and fight every day to get that little bit. So the inner sight idea would bring them into our world a lot more than they are now. You know, lower the taxes, the agencies to raise the money, set up a system where it would have to be multiply faceted because you'd have to lobby in Washington so that disabled people wouldn't lose their disability. Because once you start helping people, you know, they're going to look to deduct money from that disability check. And that's wrong. I don't believe in that happening. Some people may, and you know, if you believe in it, we respect that. You want to give up your disability check willingly? Go ahead. We're not stopping people from doing that. But we're saying that the average person who's disabled should have a right to keep that disability money for as long as they're disabled, no matter what. All right. Inner sight around the world, and yeah. Bring the politicians into our world. If they would listen to us, they would come in and see and witness and experience what we have to go through. Experience it with us. That's what needs to happen. When we call up a politician and we're trying to relate to them and talk to them, they don't understand what we're talking about. They don't even know half the time what these things are, these programs in place. Oh, I didn't know that. How many times? I didn't know this. I didn't know that. They don't even know because they don't function and live in our world. They're in another damn world. You know, they pick up the phone. They pick up their bank card. You know, $10,000-$20,000 in there. You know, next week goes another $10,000, whatever it is, to live in our world. And yet, all that money that should be helping us is going to somebody else, mainly the agencies, and being misused. So when you call up these politicians and you try to relate that to them, they don't understand. You know how many people have said to me, oh, I didn't know that there's no law to protect you when you're denied a service dog. They don't know it. We educated our state senator. He knows it now. He still hasn't done a damn thing about it. Taught him. We drove it into his brain. Phil's a nice guy, but, you know, people need to step up and do. Talk doesn't mean a damn thing. So there's the proof that they're not involved in our world, you know. And on occasion, it's happened, you know, you may get a politician who will put on a blindfold or sit in a wheelchair. That's a bunch of bull crap. Big deal. You know, you sit in a wheelchair for a couple of hours. You're going to get, you feel what it's like, yeah. Then you get up, and it's the same damn bull crap. Because you don't belong in that world. You're not in that world. You walk out the door, you know, you go about your business, and the next day it's the same old stuff. Doesn't mean a damn thing. So that's no place. That's been tried before. That's no place. We need action on the part of these politicians. And you know how you can tell they really don't give a damn? When you come up with an idea, as we have, how you can lower the taxes. I don't give a damn if it's $25 a month or whatever it is. Lower the taxes and help people. And they're not helping to do it. Then you know that they don't give one damn about us. We're waiting to hear back from a state senator. If she's going to help us liberate the nursing homes, use a volunteer system, you know, set up a fund, all right? Set it up through Inner Sight, set it up through whatever agency she wants. I don't care, you know, but do it in the right way. Utilize that money with volunteers. Get the people who are already caregivers, say, hey, you want to make some extra money? You want to get your rent paid for the month? Here's how you can do it. Donate so many hours, you know, and such an agency will pay your bill or your rent, whatever it is that, you know, that you agree upon. And should be a written agreement with that between the two parties, you know, that the party's going to show up and all that. And you got to have a list of volunteers. You got to have backups. You got to do it right. So when you have an idea that would lower the taxes, take the burden off the average person, because the rich person doesn't really care about taxes. They got so much damn money, they don't even care. But when you have an idea and these politicians say, you know, I got to go and research it. That's a bunch of bullcrap. Research what? That we're not getting help? That people are stuck in nursing homes? That people are denied safety with the traffic signals and the service dogs, and nothing protects us? It has to be a multiple faceted campaign because you got to get enforcement behind it. And you got to get every place made accessible in this country. That doesn't mean that a person has to, down their house or their wall. There's ways of doing these things where nobody would even know it until they come along in a wheelchair and say, oh, yeah, here it is. It's here. You know, you can get in. That's how it should be. And the agencies and the government should split that cost. That's our world. The politicians don't have to live in that world unless they're disabled. You know? Then they're thrown into that world. Around the world, we don't have an engineer right now, but hopefully we'll be able to get some phone calls. I want to make note of the number 213-816-1650. And talking tonight about how these politicians don't live in our world. Proof is, when you call them up, half the time they don't even know what you're talking about when you tell them these things. And supposedly, they have constructed and orchestrated these programs that you're talking about, and they don't even know what the hell it is. That shows you. Oh, what do I care about that? I don't need that. You know? I'm not in that world. That's for the elderly and the disabled. You know, that's because they're disabled. Or hell, that's not true. It's not because we're disabled. It's because we're not equal. There's a big difference. Somebody said that to me a few months back. And I came right back at him. I said, no, it's got nothing to do with my disability that I can't read the damn sign over there. It means I'm not equal. It's got nothing to do with my disability because I'm not illiterate. I can read. And the person who is illiterate can learn to read. So it's about equality. It's not about your disability. There's the point that many of these groups over the years have missed. You know, when they keep going to the government and asking them for more money, more money, more money. That's not the answer. Change the way the money is used. That's the answer. All right, let's see. Television tonight, Inner Sight, the reruns because of the stupid virus. 11 o'clock tonight, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20. Still the reruns on the Altice here on Long Island. Goes all over the island. All right. So check out Inner Sight on the television scene. And don't forget to sign our petition. Go to change.org. We have a few signatures added. Questions on the Facebook about National Guide Dog Month cannot be answered. They can only be answered by the schools, and the agencies for the blind might be able to get some answers, but they're not pursuing it. They're not doing it. So there you have it, world. The proof that the system must be changed. Proof that these agencies and even some of the guide dog trainers, they don't live in our world. That's not living in our world. Wait, put on a blindfold after you train the dog and see if the dog... That's not living in our world. That's a bunch of bull. That's make-believe. Could they take the blindfold off? And I've always told people, and it's so true, the dog knows, you see. The dog knows that you're not blind. If these trainers don't believe that, they got a lot to learn. A dog knows when you put on a blindfold the difference. You know, they know that you can see. So to me, it's a stupid way to, you know, what they should do is have blind trainers. That's the way to do it. That's real. Why don't they hire a couple of blind trainers? See? Well, they're afraid that they might have to acknowledge our world. Is that what it is? Or is it the fact that a lot of these schools have haters working for them? There's another situation that has never been addressed. Do they have haters working for them? I mean, they deny people dogs. They denied a friend of mine took her dog away. The person had been using a guide dog ever since she's 18 years old. School that took her dog away. Are they haters because she suffers from depression and sometimes says weird things? Is there hatred there on the part of the school? That's why you need a law. See? Because if there was a law, believe me, they would think twice. Because they wouldn't want to be hauled into court and have to explain to a judge whether or not they hate this person. All right, in a sight around the world, I don't know where our engineer is, but this might turn out to be a one-man show tonight. I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow night. I have no idea. Friday night's the Follies. Got the Funnies. Some crazy stuff. You know, stupid stuff, crazy stuff that we goof off on Friday. Oh, well, Friday night, one of the things we're going to do is the Red Fox, the Sanford and Son, where Red invites Grady to watch the movie Godzilla Eats Los Angeles. All right. That's Friday night. Yeah. Inner Sight around the world. By the way, if you want to make a comment on how the politicians don't live in our world, call the Inner Sight number because the phones are down right now. 31-224-3090, and you can leave a comment and we'll bring it up tomorrow night. How do you get people into your world? How do you get the politicians into your world? Been tried, you know, talking, so-called education, demonstrations, you know, sensitivity, all this crap has been tried and hasn't done a damn thing. You know, there's only one way to do it. You've got to have the money. If you had the money and you approached this problem with a campaign, with funding, believe me, they would notice. They would notice our world a lot more than they do now. And then, of course, if you had the money, you could go ahead and change what we have to live with. You can change it, and at the same time, you know, a lot of these politicians are going to be embarrassed, and then they're going to say, "Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, why didn't we do this before?" That's the only way to bring these people into our world. You've got to have the funding to do it. I don't see any other way. I mean, the American Disability Act is horrible. Hasn't done a damn thing. Doesn't protect us. You know, the demonstrations haven't done anything. The education hasn't done a damn thing. And, you know, you gotta change your method of bringing this about, of getting these people into our world, getting them to see it. Well, that's what Inner Sight is about. We're going to hopefully start a new show on YouTube after the election and try to get some powerful funding to start doing some of this stuff. Everybody who listened to this show, if they would all send us $5, we could do it. We have over 99,000 listeners. $5 to Inner Sight, to our PayPal. One time. That would push this program, get it off the ground. One of the first things we would do is we would hire a lobby company to get into Washington to fight for the disability checks, never to be touched. You know, because once you start helping people with funds and you create a debit card and you start helping pay a person's bills and all that, or whatever, the housing and all that, the system is going to cut off their money. So until you get a lobby, a law passed, that can't happen. You have to put the funds into another agency or account, like Inner Sight, and help people that way. And that might be a legal battle, too. All right, Inner Sight, around the world. And talking tonight, you know, you listen about all these politicians. You listen to them. We've heard them. We've monitored the conventions through my friend Ira Tucker. Not one candidate has mentioned the disabled and acknowledged our world, that the system has to be changed. Not a one. There was a guy in Pennsylvania, I don't know if he's a Democrat or Republican, who won one local politician in Pennsylvania, ran an ad with a person in a wheelchair. One local person. You know, telling people how difficult it is when you're in the wheelchair to function and all that. There's so many places in Pennsylvania that have very high steps. You can't even get in it. They can't even get near the damn place when you're in a wheelchair. You know. So that's the only one. Out of all the millions and millions of dollars of money that have been raised and spent, that gave us a little bit of acknowledgement. I haven't heard the ad, so I don't know the purpose of it, but I'm sure that this guy is trying to get reelected. I don't know his name, and even if I did, I wouldn't say it because I don't know the man, but that shows you they don't know a damn thing about our world. They don't care about our world. It doesn't exist. You know? Oh, they get disability. That's all they know. you know, and they think that that's the beginning and the end, you know, that people are fine and satisfied and all that, you know, because they don't come in to our world and really understand what's going on. Inner sight determined to change it. Get the word out there. And make people understand. You know, there are certain situations where you don't tolerate when somebody interferes with someone else's life. And this is why we feel so strongly about this. Because everyone should be protected. And we're not. We're not protected in the same way that everybody else is. And it has a lot to do with the fact that these politicians don't live in our world. So either they don't want to hear about it, or they don't care about it, or, you know, they push it aside, don't talk about it. It's uncomfortable for them. Maybe they're in the wrong business. Maybe a lot of these politicians should go and operate a crane or something, or, you know, sweep the street or whatever. They don't want to come in our world, be a part of it, understand it. All right, inner sight, I don't know what happened. No phones tonight. So if you want to comment, call the inner sight number, 631-224-3090. Leave a comment. And we'll try to broadcast that tomorrow night. Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't know who to vote for. And I heard something on the news, very interesting, that some group did a survey, a lot of surveys, and they said that both the Democrats and the Republicans are guilty of not helping us. They're both. You can't point your finger at one or the other. It's both groups, both parties that are not stepping up to help us. And I'll tell you something else that bothers me. Why doesn't the President of the United States do something about it? It's really on him. I'm very surprised at Mr. Trump. Usually he takes the bull by the horn and, you know, kicks ass. I mean, if someone were invading us, trying to bomb us, wouldn't he call out the troops and kick their ass? I bet he would. Why doesn't he do something about this stimulus business? Why does he let it linger on and on and on like this? When people need help. I think that if he doesn't straighten this out, he's going to lose a lot of votes. Because it means that he's not protecting us. That's what it means to me. I mean, people, you know, vote the way they want, but that's exactly what it means to me. You know? And you got the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, you know, she's just as guilty. And you got the Senate Majority Leader, McConnell, he's not doing anything about it. You know, it just goes on and on and on. They reach an impasse, they call it, you know, where you can't get by. It's ridiculous. They're playing with people's lives. And you know who it affects the most? Those of us who are disabled and a lot of the elderly. You know. Yeah, it affects everybody, but it affects us the most because we're not equal. If you're equal, it affects you less. Because you can go out there, you can read the damn stuff, you know, whatever it is. You can find out where there's an apartment. You can find out where there's a job a lot faster when it's there for you. When it's not there for you, it's horrible. You got to knock out your brains to try to find the simplest thing. Politicians don't live in our world. All right, around the world, let's see. Next week, we're going to have, we're making plans to have a holistic doctor come on the program either next Wednesday or Thursday. We'll post that as soon as we confirm which day. A holistic doctor who can advise people about how to protect yourself against the virus, what to do, what not to do. And maybe we'll ask her about why the medical profession is so backward on these things. So that'll be a good show next week. Very timely to talk about health and all that. All right, Inner Sight, and then we have another guy who sent us an email. I called him again today, a disabled guy. He's written a book, Mr. Sutton, I believe it is, David Sutton. Written a book, he's got cerebral palsy, about growing up and his struggle, and of course all the other millions along with him. That should be an interesting show. Find out what he thinks, and we'll let you know where you can get the book and all that. Well, you see, all these things, now, you know, a guy with a book like that. Politicians should promote that book. They should read it. You know, they should listen to a guy like that. I hadn't even read the book, but I can tell you pretty much what's in it. You know, the struggle and all that. Having enough friends who use wheelchairs and all that. See, that's what we mean. They don't come into our world. Hey, this guy wrote a book, look at this, and he can't get into this place, can't get into that place, can't get in. You know, where's this ADA business on this? Why isn't there enforcement? You know, if the politicians would look at that and realize it and say, hey, I'm going to do something about this tomorrow. I want strict enforcement on this ADA. You know, and let the agencies raise money to modify the building and let the government pay half because they owe us. That would be coming into our world. Something like that. You shouldn't have to go to court to make a place so everybody can access it. Did they have to go to court to make a place where everybody can access it for the average person? You walk up the damn steps and you're in the door. Well, what about a person in a wheelchair? You know? Either make the damn wheelchair so it can go up the steps or put in a ramp, a flat thing. You know, one or the other. You don't have to go to court for that, for the access of a place. Happens every day in this world. People walk in. You know? But in our world, it's a fight. It's a struggle. It's a damn ass war. It's really what it is. The politicians should declare war to make us equal. That's what we need in this country. We need a politician to get up there and declare war against the inequality that we have to face, that we deal with. I'm declaring war. I want strict enforcement. I want criminal enforcement. You know? I want it made so that if a blind person denied a guide dog, the school has to prove it in a court of law. I want it so that if a blind person trains the dog on their own and the dog does the work, they have, otherwise you haul their ass into court. I'm declaring war on this system. That's the attitude. That's what would bring them into our world. World War III. Liberate the disabled and the elderly. That should be the war in this country. And that's how the politician should look at it. Because that's how they would look at it if it happened to the able-bodied person, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they declare war? Wouldn't they get the troops out? Wouldn't they get the police out? Wouldn't they say to people, you can't make this place so little Johnny and his family can't get in here? Wouldn't they do that? Do it for us. Jesus said, if you do it for one of us, do it to one of us, you're doing it to all of us. And it's so damn true, because tomorrow, thousands of more people could be disabled, and then you've done it to them. Inner sight around the world. Inner sight truly means freedom. Politicians, whoever becomes president, if Trump stays or goes, Biden comes in, politician, clear war on this system and give us our equality. That's what you need to do. That would bring you into our world. And inner sight would be right there helping you. Give us the weapons and we'll fight it. You know? Somebody out there, put the money up. Put up $20 million. Help inner sight declare this war and liberate millions of people. And you will benefit from this. Because we have a great idea how to lower the taxes. See, that's the beauty of inner sight. It's not just for us. No. It's for everybody. And all your children will be protected if they become disabled. And if you live long enough, you will be disabled. All your children would be protected from what inner sight wants to do. Will it be perfect? No. It'll be there with the imperfections and people will be equal. All right, around the world, inner sight. Again, no phones. You can dial in 631-224-3090. You want to leave a comment? or a complaint, whatever you want to say, go ahead, say it. We're not afraid of what people say because we know the truth. We know what has to be done. And we know that people deserve an equal chance. You see, the person who's able-bodied, looking at us, you know, and being afraid and whatever feelings they have, tomorrow it could be them. And now they're in a world that the politicians can't relate to. See? That's why we produce this show. To let people know. God doesn't like what's going on. You want to get religious? Good. God doesn't like it. You can't blame this on God. You know, it's the people that have done this to us. Put up these barriers and no equality and all that stuff. Got nothing to do with God. So there you have it, folks. So stand by. I'm going to do ID. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, geez. Do the Able News.
Okay, I don't feel too well, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, do the Able
News. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. To serve the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including the calendar events, columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has, you know, the personals page that boasts two marriages. Also, they have a subscription, just ablenews.com, and sign up for that free subscription. Back to you, sir.
Hi, don't forget to sign our petition. Change.org on the Service Dog National Guide Dog Month. We got a few minutes. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, we have Maureen. Let me just see if she wants to speak. Hold on.
Maureen? Hello?
Maureen? Maureen?
All right, in a sight.
Hey, Maureen. I guess not.
She might have trouble with that phone of hers.
Yeah, I know. All right.
All right. Yes. You know, the politicians have a lot to learn. You know. And that's one of the reasons why they're not into our world. Because
no,
they don't learn. Oh, they
no,
may
they
claim
don't.
They do. You know, but the evidence shows.
I don't feel well, so bad tonight. I'm sorry.
They're not learning. What?
I'm sorry. I don't feel so well. All of a sudden, I felt.
Yeah, I know. You told us
like
that.
Like nauseous. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I felt nauseous.
All right.
Medicine.
So there's the message, world. These politicians want to do something for us.
Yeah.
Change this world that we have to live
yeah.
in. I don't mean the literal world. I mean the world of dealing with these agencies and not being equal and not having accessibility and no enforcement. That's the world.
That's so true. Yeah.
That they need to change. And I'll say it again. I said it before, and it's worth saying again. Anyone, whether it's the incumbent president or the guy who wants to be, declare war on the world that the disabled have to live in. That's what's needed. Declare war and make us equal. Give us enforcement. Give us the money. Or put the money in the right perspective. That's what the president of the big things that the president of the United States has to do. It's a war.
The FBI director. The FBI
what?
Director was just on. The FBI director was just on, and a little while ago, and he was saying that there's a big, threat, right now to the voting. Because of Russia and Iran. They just found this out. No, they found it out more now, and the some of the ballots were compromised in Florida.
So what are they going to do about it?
I don't know what they're going to do about it. Tell you the truth, I don't care anymore. That's how bad this has become. Seriously.
Well,
they
know it's happening. Mm-hmm. They got to do something about it.
Yeah, they said it's their responsibility to do something about it. But, they know about it now, so do something about it. That's what I think. About
that's
this,
the
and
whole
do something
thing.
About it. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. I mean,
it gets really annoying when you get all this hype. What should have happened, okay, they know it's a really, really problematic, it should have all been, okay, now we got this problem. We have this major, virus. We should do something where we just delay the election a little bit and we start putting plans in effect, thinking about an election at the moment. That's what should have been done, saving people's lives. Oh, hello, everybody. Wake up. Save people's lives. It's more important than a damn election.
I'm doing a damn
so
thing about
President
that.
Trump
all these people.
In there.
Well, they trusted
in
the medical
Trump
profession.
In there a little while longer. Hello?
What happened?
Yeah, but I mean, we all know we didn't quite like,
anyway,
this is just
we
got to
go. We'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. And tomorrow night show to be announced. And our world entirely different. Liberate us. That should have been done years ago. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be with you again tomorrow night. You won't hear these shows anywhere else.
No.
Only on Inner Sight.
Yes.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.